This letter to the editor from the Star Tribune is heading into the who the hell cares category. It's from Don Wheelay. Don says, "Dear editor, I'm very concerned about a hockey victory celebration that has become a tradition. I refer to piling on after a team wins a game. Why, the other night on TV Sports Highlights, I saw one of the players coming at top speed. He hit the pile and flipped over. You know, his skates were in the air. And another player was jumping on the pile at the same time. Those flaying, razor-sharp skates just missed cutting that one player's face, or worse, cutting his throat or decapitating the poor guy. There has to be a safer way to celebrate victory. There has got to be a safer way. The piling on. Don? You don't hear of many children heading to the hospital after victory hugs on the ice. You just don't hear about it. That's where you would start to see the problem. If kids were going to the hospital after victory celebrations, they don't, though. None of them go, because it's not a problem. And Nelson Rockefeller died in the midst of making love, and we're not going to outlaw lovemaking. He's a perfect example of how hard lovemaking is on the heart, but we're not going to outlaw it anyway. So forget it, Don. Let the kids jump all over each other and let old men make love and die. And let's let bets over cheesecake fall into the old insignificant bin. And let's get back to the true problem of the day, huh? The true problem of the day, which clearly centers around the four calves born in Canada. Now that's news. Now that's news. Four calves born in Canada. Doesn't he have a show here? Does Tom have a show here? Or used to, or he got booted out? Oh, there's Don. Don's calling. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hey, I read your letter to the editor.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
You're not going to believe it. The reason I read the letter?
Why?
Tonight at approximately 8:05 p.m.
Yes?
A serious, serious injury resulting from a pile-on after a win in a hockey game.
You are kidding.
The razor-sharp skate hitting someone in the neck, and I will only say this once because it's disturbing and I have a family program, decapitating another player.
Oh, come on. You got to be joking.
No, I'm not. They're showing it right now on CNN. Decapitated.
Well, is it going to make tonight's news?
I hope so. It'll probably make Faces of Death Video 6. Apparently, a decapitation due to exactly what you were concerned about. Now, when I was...
This is a joke, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's not a funny one if it is one.
No.
What I was first concerned about when I read your.
I think it's a golfing friend of mine who's on the line. I can't believe it.
Well, I do golf. Go ahead, name me.
But I had this pulled on me before with some tickets to a football game.
And I happen to have those too. I happen to have those too. If you can name the team where the decapitation occurred.
If I can name the team?
Name the team. It's a professional hockey team.
Professional hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And this would be the team where the old face-off occurred.
I've noticed that there aren't too many of the professionals that do that pile-on thing.
You're right. It's not a professional team. You're right. You're right. It's a college team. You name the college, and you'll win tickets to the Super Bowl.
A college?
It's a college team.
Oh, gosh. Well, I know...
It's a Big Ten team.
Playing Denver.
It's a Big Ten team.
Minnesota was playing Denver.
And there was a big Michigan game, and they were playing...
Michigan game, they were playing, well, it would have to be, it would have,
hope to be the...
You're not looking in the newspaper now, are you?
Team, I can't, I just...
5 seconds?
St. Cloud State?
Oh, North Dakota.
North Dakota?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said it was a Minnesota team.
No, I said it was a Big Ten team.
Oh,
I'll give you another guess. Go ahead, take another guess.
It was North Dakota against the Minnesota team? Is that what you're saying?
Against another team. Which team were they playing against?
Five seconds. I said this, but
You're guessing.
Pardon?
You're guessing. 5, 4.
St. Cloud State.
Nope. North Dakota. North Dakota. All right. Well, hey, but I have to ask you, when you wrote this letter, had you actually heard of an injury from a pylon?
No, but
how about from skates?
They had.
Yeah, I got hit with a pylon once.
A highlight on the evening news. I can't remember now what station I was.
Let me guess the station.
And it was...
CCO.
An overtime game.
Overtime game.
Several
Big
overtime
Ten?
Periods. And I would have to...
St. Cloud State.
It was Edina.
And St. Cloud State. Oh, that's a high school.
It was high school.
High school, okay.
Yeah, it was definitely high school.
Definitely high school.
It was Edina.
And St. Cloud Apollo.
Well...
Cold Spring or Corey?
They were only in the...
It was a homeschooled kid, I think.
They were only in the pre-regional then.
Oh, pre-regional. Oh, all right. So then it would have been in one of those other schools.
Yeah, it was a long overtime game, and I think it was...
So they were tired. Imagine how they would have been piling on if it hadn't gone into overtime.
Are you telling me the truth on this?
Well, I am. I mean, that's what CNN is reporting, and I'm just taking it from there. We don't have any news that we gather ourselves. We just take from other news sources. But what I'm curious about is, had you actually heard of any injury prior to writing this letter, or no?
No, but I've seen it. I've seen it for years.
But have you ever heard of anyone being injured? Because generally, that's about the time when we start worrying about, you know, different safety measures we can employ. But until someone actually gets hurt, we rarely do get involved. For instance, kids have been electrocuted sticking a fork in a toaster. We now argue vehemently that kids should not do that, unless you're babysitting them and they're mouthy. But, again, with the skates, I don't know that it's actually injured anyone up until tonight.
I think there was quite a while ago in one of the Pee Wee Leagues.
Oh, a Pee Wee League? St. Cloud?
What's a step above Pee Wee?
Midgets?
In St. Louis Park.
Then there's a Dwarves team, but that's not funny. I mean,
A boy was cut on his ankle.
Oh, on his ankle?
The skate actually went right through his...
Of course, that can happen in a game.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. In fact, there's a very famous hockey injury. I forget who it involved, but it was a guy sliding into the goals. Popo first, you know what I'm saying, is behind first. And apparently there's a bar in there of some sort that, you know what I'm saying? But tonight, I'm just curious, given the fact that we have what may very well be our first injury due to a pylon, and you know, obviously when it rains, it pours in this category, do you think because of this one injury we should still... discourage people from celebrating after a victory by jumping on one another?
Definitely. There's got to be a better way to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I realize
Quit while there's
a lot
ahead.
Of emotion that goes into this, but to me, it is a stupid way of celebrating a victory because these kids are jumping on these piles. They don't know where their skates are going.
Mm-hmm. And now,
if they want to do it, make them take their skates off before they pile on.
Or perhaps we've gotten a little out of control in the skate sharpening department.
Well, no,
they've become sharper and sharper and sharper over the years. I don't think we could have had the injury we had tonight 25 years ago. I don't think we could have had the injury we had tonight 25 years ago.
Because I never played competitive.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you from my days playing as a young. I can tell you from my days playing as a young boy in Rosso in the 50s, those skates were not sharp enough to do the kind of damage we saw tonight.
Well, I think if something is going fast enough, it does not matter how sharp the thing is. It's how hard the blow is struck.
I see. And yet, I can tell you,
can cut somebody's head off with a dull sword if you swing hard enough.
Yeah, and maybe we can do the same with a dull skate. I don't know.
Yeah.
In this particular case, though, they said it was a matter of a second. You know, absolutely no time at all. Which, in many ways, is a blessing, I'm sure, to the young man that he didn't suffer. But it was equivalent, they said, to a guillotine.
I sent a copy to the high school hockey, state high school.
All you got to send is tonight's news offering. When you're listening to your sports, you send that, and that ought to shut it down. Once
yeah.
and for all.
It's just too bad that
this had happened.
That I got this in too late.
Yeah, just actually a day too late. One day too late. Because I don't think they caught this particular paper.
Oh, no, I sent this in before the state tournament.
Oh, you did?
Well, hold on
a second. And this may mean that we have a situation here where they had the letter in time and it didn't get passed along to proper authorities, reminiscent of what happened with Pearl Harbor, where there was a warning early and it didn't get all the way up to FDR.
Yeah, well, you could say that.
But apparently you had this warning in before the state tournament.
Yeah, before the finals. I can't remember, and I didn't keep a copy. I just typed it out on my computer, and I just made one copy, the original, and then one copy.
Mm-hmm. Right, hang on. There's something on the news on it now. We got a screen here. What is that right now? Who are those? Hang on, I'm talking to my producer. Hang on, Don. Who are those people that are on there right now? Put the microphone up on the TV, and who? Oh, that's what is that? Is a hospital scene? What is going? Put the microphone up to the television and turn that up. Hang on, Don. Turn that up. What is that that's going on there? Put the microphone up on that.
Who's pulling this?
Hang on a second, Don. All right, turn it down. All right, we can't run that. Okay, well, apparently there's some sort of rules concerning airing television broadcasting over the radio, some FCC rules, so we're not going to do that right now.
I got a few ideas who's doing it, but I can't place the voice.
Well, you and I played golf together for years, Don. Come on. I mean, we played years ago, I meant.
Baki?
Baki.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
How are you?
How the hell did you set that up?
Me and the fellas thought about getting you with it tonight. We saw your letter.
You don't sound like
you're... Well, I got throat cancer.
Huh?
I got throat cancer.
Oh, no.
Well, not much of it, but just enough to screw up the voice a little bit.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but they're doing something.
I've been thinking of you and wondering if you did what you... we're planning on doing.
I not only did it, but I didn't even get caught. Talk about decapitation. Yeah, I finished her off. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yo, how the hell you been?
Great.
Good.
Still
golfing?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yes.
I think it's the golf that caused the cancer. All those
here,
licking the balls. And,
this winter, we've been going down to Arizona. And spending the winter, and then...
I've been spending most of my winter, which is a switch, but I've been going up to Nome.
Oh, huh.
Nome, where I got a brother.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Huh.
Boy, you don't find nearly as many people vacationing up that way in January, February.
You know what else?
Hmm.
I just heard, now we haven't been down to cliffs,
Cliff, that bastard, he still owes me money. You know, I helped him out on that deal. I think I went in with him about $4,000 or $5,000. Haven't seen hide nor hair of that money.
Anyway, it's not very good news. Janice came down. It started in her uterus, then went to her ovary, then went to her breast.
Holy smokes.
And she...
I'm just happy I don't have a uterus or a breast. or ovaries.
Extensive chemotherapy. She's been...
All right, Don. Who the hell's Baki?
Huh?
Who the hell's Baki? You an old buddy of yours or something?
Huh? Who the hell am I talking to? Huh?
I'm just screwing around with you, Donnie. It's Mishki over at AM 1500 KSTP.
Are you still on this...
Yeah.
Injury thing?
Yeah, I'm on the injury deal. Let's get back to that.
How do you know Baki?
I know Baki from the old days, at the club. But what's the story with... guess the college again. I'll give you one more guess on which college the injury occurred at. One more guess. Then I got to go to commercial. One more guess.
North Dakota is playing a Minnesota team.
Yes. One more guess.
Well, then it's got to be St. Cloud.
North Dakota. I got to go.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.